The Akbak volcano erupted explosively in 44 BC, just 1 year before Julius Caesar was assassinated and the Roman Republic began its fall, pushed along by severe food shortages. The eruption, 9,300 kilometers away from Rome, affected Rome. It produced much ash, of course, though that fell out mostly in a few weeks. In contrast, the vast amount of sulfur dioxide gas moved all around the globe in the atmosphere. It oxidized to sulfate aerosol particles that cut the sunlight levels around the globe. Many of these particles left traces. They fell out over a few years and got trapped in ice cores and glaciers. The cores can be accurately dated to the year and chemically analyzed with exquisite sensitivity and resolution of compounds. Scientists such as Joseph R. McConnell and his group had been doing the analyses for years to trace pollution from ancient lead and silver mines when they found the ash, tephra, and the sulfates. The cooling of the air by at least 2 degrees Celsius globally and up to 7 degrees Celsius in southern Europe did a number on crop yields. Even Egypt got hit. Cleopatra had to refuse to help Rome in 43 BC with grain because the Nile flood that supports farming was very subpar. The stress of famine and near famine exacerbated the political chaos and helped end the Roman Republic. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.